Okay, thanks, Jim. And the Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Hope you're well this morning.
Yes, well, thank you. Good morning.
Well, when we spoke last month, you thought it was going to be a very strong and long agenda. Was that the case last night?
No, quite the opposite. Actually, we had several postponements, so it was a pretty quick meeting, actually. But next month, don't worry, it will be long again.
You won't disappoint us. Okay. So what were the highlights of last night's meeting?
Well, we started with discussion of St. Xavier's Episcopal Church in Old Greenwich on Sound Beach Avenue. There's a violation of playground equipment that has been there, actually, for a considerable amount of time. This was one of those things that the church just was not aware of it, and it wasn't until we looked up the records to find out that there's an issue. And really, it's due to the location over a property line. So that we discussed all kinds of solutions to said problem, and such as merging the two lots or doing an easement between the two properties. So the church is going to explore those and then come back to us with their proposed solution. We did not hear Greenwich Woods. They are looking to do a conversion of an existing skilled nursing facility to assisted living. That was a discussion item, but as I said, was postponed. Then we discussed the Planning and Zoning Commission's Affordable Housing Task Force proposal for the creation of an Affordable Housing Trust Fund. This was a motion was put forth to ask the Board of Selectmen to take this up and refer it to the RTM for approval, which would be the proper course, to create this trust fund. It would be a way that we could, the town could accept private donations that could then be used to create housing that has a below market rate component to it, affordable housing. Obviously, and the trust sets up the structure for such a scenario in terms of how the money would come in and the board that would need to be created. There'd have to be an affordable housing plan in place. The state of Connecticut is requiring every municipality to have such a plan that is due to the state by next June, not this June, but the following one. So there's many steps that need to be put in place for all this to take place. So this is one that we're hoping the Board of Selectmen will take up in short order. And as I said, that was moved to them for consideration.
Okay.
Then we had a home in the coastal area at 196 Shore Road. That moved pretty quickly. Single-family dwelling, that was approved. Then the subdivision on Valley Road was postponed, so we didn't hear that. So that brought us to the main event of the evening, which was the long-awaited zoning regulations for dwelling units permitted in business zones, the Section 6110, which previously has dealt with moderate-income dwelling units. There's been a moratorium for over a year on that section. Part of what's taken so long to come forth with an amendment is the desire to have not just this moderate income or workforce housing, if you will, but also, quote, affordable housing. So this set of regulations defines what that is. Workforce housing is for is below market rate housing that is based on an income cap of the average town employee salary, which is around $99,000 a year. The affordable uses the state's definition effectively, where the income is based on 80% of the state medium income, which ends up being around $57,000 a year. So the regulation was left open, but we did spend considerable time presenting the ins and outs of this, how this works. It is what we call inclusionary zoning, where once you get over 5 units, you are required to have a below market rate component. Previous regulations were also a form of inclusionary zoning in the sense of when you use the incentives that triggered the requirement for moderate income regulations. So this is slightly there are more requirements with this regulation. So we had great feedback from the public. A lot of they said we were going to leave it open anyway to make some amendments to it. But the public, there wasn't a lot of public comment, and the ones we did get, I thought were excellent and very informative in terms of potentially adding the WB zone to this set of regulations and some other issues predominantly surrounding the impact this might have in Byram, because it was the speaker from Byram. So I thought it was, well received, and we'll keep moving with that and see how we do.
Okay.
So then after that, we had, 100 Brookside, that was postponed. 97 East Elm and 99 East Elm, which I'm sort of chuckling because we've talked about this for months and months, and we left it open, so we'll be talking about it as we move forward again. This is the issue with it's a two family structures. It's an issue with the driveway and how that's going to work. So a bit of a complicated legal issue that needs to get resolved. So we're not quite there yet. So like I said, it's left open. And then finally, the decision, the subdivision at 1 Florence was postponed. And then, the decision for 124 Old Mill Road finally came, and that was approved. This is for the philanthropic, development at the, what's called the Foundation House at 124 Old Mill. So that was approved with, several conditions.
All right, that's the old Mill Gibson. The old Mill Gibson estate, right?
That's right. Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. So when? Go ahead.
The next meeting is May 11th. On that meeting, we are looking to have the Smilo Cancer Center, which I know is of interest to a lot of people, and hopefully we'll also have those moderate income regulations on again that we'll be, you know, able to hear those again. So moving forward on both of those big projects.
All right. What about the West Putnam Avenue, the 585, 600, and so 581, 585?
Yes, that, let me just see. Yes, that, I'm not positive that that's going to be on the next one. But it is, as you said, that is still an open application.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well.
So we'll have to check in on the agenda that comes out at the end of the week, the tentative.
All right. Well, a lot of things in the queue. I can see that, right, Katie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Good job. Thank
you. Absolutely. Thank you.